Ve'elish mois b'nei Yisrael haboyim mitzroyimu. You have the same pasuk in Parshas Vayigash. In Parshas Vayigash, it says, Perek Memvav pasuk Ches. Ve'elish mois b'nei Yisrael haboyim mitzroyimu Yaakov u'banov. There's a shinoi. Over here it says, Eis Yaakov ishu veseibo. There it says, Yaakov u'banov. Other than that, it's the same pasuk. The pshat is, that Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer of the Avos. So Sefer Bereishis is saying, Ve'elish mois b'nei Yisrael haboyim mitzroyimu Yaakov u'banov. Sefer Shmois is the Sefer of the Bonim. It's that Elish Mois B'nei Yisrael Abba Mitzrayimah. And also, Yaakov. That's the Zel Umazet. Haboyim Mitzrayimah, Haboyim, that they're coming, it's Lashon Hoyve, Keseder, they were in a matzav of Boyim Mitzrayimah. We know that the Klal Yisrael was saved, Chazal say, Shaloshinu, Shmoisam, Levusham, Malbusham, but there's an akud over here, maybe it's the Hainuhach, it's the upside of that Indian. Haboyim Mitzrayimah. They didn't get Ma'uriv so much. Avada, on one hand, they were in the Memtes Shari Tumah. You could be in the Memtes Shari Tumah even though you're wearing the Levush and having Shmoisam and Lashoinam. Aber, there's an akuda of being Haboyim Mitzrayimah. Haboyim Mitzrayimah is to feel that you just got here. Because to feel in Golus, not to feel that you're already comfortable with the Matzav. There's a Rosh HaTevis. The Elish Mois, the Balaturim brings, the Odom asher loimid haseder shnayim mikro v'echot targum shmois, shnayim mikro v'echot targum b'koil noyim yoshir b'nei, it's b'koil noyim yoshir Yisrael yichye shonim rabbis aruchim lo'olam. As I bring the Balaturim. Now, the Levush brings a different Rosh HaTevis. He brings it v'chayiv Odom loimer hasedro shnayim mikro v'echot targum. The Levush said it's Lashon of Chiyuv. In the Balaturim, it said that someone that does it will have a Riches Yom. It doesn't say Chiyuv. The Balaturim L'shitosoi doesn't say a Lashon of Chayiv. The Machaber Paskins Chayiv Adam L'kreis HaSidra in Siman Reish Pehei. The Torah doesn't bring Chayiv. It's the Torah, Balaturim L'shitosoi also in his Rosh HaTevis. It's a Chizok Danish. L'maisa, you had this Pasuk in Parshas Vayigash already. Ve'elish Mois V'nei Yisrael. Oh, but the remes v'shnayim mikavecha targum v'aystois, maybe by a new sefer, a new opportunity to be mischazik, to start again. The emes is that the shailon, the poiskim, if a person is 4, 5, 6 weeks behind, should he first do the hayntik avochnik parash of the shnayim mikra and then be mashlim, or does it just wherever he's holding, to be holding? Oh, but the remes is given by a new sefer, even though it's the same pasuk over there. V'yomas yoisei v'chol echa v'choil hadoi rahu. The Rashbam brings that B'choil HaDorahu means the entire Shivim Nafesh. Also the Sifurna, the entire Shivim Nafesh. Frekt Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin, that it's not true, L'chara, there were some of the Shivim Nafesh that were still around, even maybe by the Geula of Mitzrayim, certainly not when the Shibud started. Serach Bas Osher, Yecheved, Ephraim, he brings Mekoyres from Chazal. And I saw that Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings much more. Out of the 70, he finds like dozens of them are still around. And Afrek, pshat, on the Rashbam and the Sforna, how could they say that B'chol HaDorahu is going on the Shivim Nafesh? B'chol HaDorahu, it's before that, that's when the Shibud really started, when it's Vayomas Yosef B'chol HaDorahu, that's when the Melech really decided to make a Shibud, the oil of the Shibud really started, the Vayimoru Es Chayeyem started. Frektich the Shiloh, the Sifsech HaChomim already asks, other Mepharshim, there's a Stira in Parshas Vayichi, Loma Nismach Parshas Ustumo, because by Tiras Yaakov Avinu, Hischil Shabdom, the Nistamu Einayim Shel Yisrael from the Shibud, Dosh state that already by Tiras Yaakov Avinu, it was already Nistamu Einayim from the Shibud. And Dosh state that the Shibud, the Koishi Shibud, started only after Vayomas Yosef, Vacholecha Vachol Hadorahu, many years after that. Says the Chacham already starts on the Stira. I heard once a Mahalach, Paroi originally, when he wanted them to be in the Shibud Mitzrayim, he himself put a levena on himself, and he said, I'm also going to be mishpatef, I'm also going to work. He was trying to get them involved in the musig of having the shibud of working. Farana musig, in Yonadiyoyma, there are those that want to come and say that the Loim the Atayra should go out, maybe get more education, get more of a all kind of a shtadlusin and hachonis in order to limudechoil and all kind of inyonim. And really, the plan is that to make a shibud Mitzrayim. By Tiras Yaakov started plan A. These people that are planning to make all kind of aces and adrochas and pitronot, if like there's a problem, to fix it out. Und auf dem steht in Rashi, Nistamu einayem v'libam shal Yisrael, mikoishi ha-shibud. Nisht zu gain shoylol after these rayonis. So given shoyne Mitzrayim, as I say. Uvnei Yisrael poru vayishetu vayirbu vayatmu v'moid mo'oid. Rashi says, shohayu yoyl des shisha v'keres echad. The Rabbeinu Bechai says that there's a remez. It says later in the parashu, re'itzim al ho'avnoyim. Ha'avnoyim is the letters Hey Aleph Bonim. Six Bonim. Hey Aleph Bonim. Pasuk Rashi is learning it because there were six Lashonis in the Pasuk. Paru Yishritzu Yirbu Yatmu Ma'oid Ma'oid. Rabbi Kveger in Gilyan Ashas and Brachas Daf Samach Gimel, he brings a Sefer Tzedel Aderech on Parsha Shmois, and he brings that the Metzias is that there are Shiva Chadorim in an Isha that gives birth, there are seven places over there in the Rechem. And he said, Shloisha mi Yamin is for the Bonim, Shloisha mi Smoil is for the Bonois, separate, and in the middle, there's an extra one, and from there comes a Tumtum and Androgynous. And Zok there, that's why it was Shisha Bekeres Echad, because the middle one, they didn't have Tumtum Androgynous. Shloisha mi Yamin is for the Bonim, Shloisha mi Smoil is the Nekevis, and Be'emta comes Tumtum Androgynous. Zok, Rabbi Kveger brings this Pshat Seidel Aderech, but with the Chari he means to ask, because it comes out, Shisha Bekeres Echad means six boys? Or it means, the way Rabbi Kveger is bringing from this Sefer Tzedel Aderech, it means three boys and three girls. Right? Das meint afregen. In the Gemara and Brachis over there, it's not talking about Mitzrayim. The Gemara and Brachis of Samach Gimel is talking about Oyved Edoim, Ishtoi Shal Oyved Edoim, Edoimi, that he had, the Gemara makes the Cheshvan, 60 children, and there the Gemara says it was based on sons. And there it was based on Shisha Bekeres Echad. Meit Rabbi Kveger to Fregen, Akasha Lechayra, on the Tzedel Aderech. That he's learning Shisha Bekeres Echad means three boys and three girls. In the Gemara and Brachas, there's Mashmanat. Ken Zayin, that's what Rabbi Kveger means to ask. He's just Mitzayin to be the same for Tzedel Aderech. Shailah, that maybe that's what he means to ask. Vayoko Melechodosh, Dr. Gemara, Machloikis, Rav, Shmuel, Rashi brings Chadomer, Memesh, Chadosh, Mamish. The Chadomer is the same guy. He's in his Chadshuk Zeroysov. So the Morale explains, even the Pshat of Nischachuk Zeroysov doesn't mean that it was Mamish, the same guy. Avada can mean his son or his anical. Just, that wouldn't be called Chodosh, that's Mamish Ahemshech. Nor it's Nischachuk Zeroysov. But the Achroinim Handel, does the Taka mean on the Tzad that it's Nischachuk Zeroysov, is it Mamish the same one? So I saw the Haflaw in the Ponim Yofis. He says he has a raya. Can't mamish mean the same one? Because the parah in the times of Moshe, of Yosef originally didn't know Goshen Kodesh. And over here, parah of Moshe Rabbeinu says, Koi Omar Hashem, Koi is exact. He knows Goshen Kodesh. So Avada, you see, it's not the same one. After in 200 years that passed, maybe he managed to learn Goshen Kodesh. I bring this for a raya. But Akavanim is a machloikis, if it was Chodesh mamish, on Nischachuk Zeroysov. Now the Maisha on the side that it's Nischachuk Zeroysov, you see that it's able to be called Chodesh. This is Negev. There's a Shail in the Poiskim. If a person tells you, Mekichu Memker, he says, I'm going to sell you the Dira is Chodesh. It's Dira Chadasha. Right? Lashon Nekev, right? Dira is. Dira Chadasha, yeah? What if he, and you find that it's not a new Dira, it's an old Dira. No, he was in Be'emeth, in Umdino, in Mekichu Memker, there's a Sprach. They call it Mechudash, I think. There's Dira Mechudash. You have to understand, the Mekichu Memker, you can tell you, I'm selling you a new Dira Chadosh, it's not, it's 40 years old. No, you made major Shiputzim, that's called Chadosh. But it's not only Mekichu Memker. In Hilchus, Yitzhiya Lamulchom, Misha Kona Bayis Chadosh, Veloi Chanochoi. Fred, in the Shalom, the Poiskim, in the Chorinim. What if it's not a Bayis Chadosh? What if it's a Bayis Mechudosh? Here you have a Machalik, it's Melech Chadosh, and there's a man, the Amon, it's Chadshuk Zeroysa. Or even Misha Iris Isha Chadosha, Veloi, Nisa. What if it was a machzir arusasi? Every time there's a shaila, is that called chodosh? You have to know if it's a raya from over here. So Parish tells the Vek, he wants to make an eitzah hoven ischak maloi. Loi is washing yochid. He wants to make an ischak maloi. He realizes that the ikar is the shepherd with the achdus, not hoven ischak malahem. He realizes that klaisol is ba'achdus, hoven ischak maloi. Let's shepherd with the lashon yochid kai. Let's turn it into lashon rabin. Bem is at the end of the parish when he tells them to make tevin, and he says he's not even giving them the tevin. L'chayr, if his matara is for the work effort, it's kedai for him to give them the tevin, and he'll have more of a results, more tayelis in the work effort. The Torah said that wasn't his matara. The matara was hoven eschach maloi. There should be meriva, riv, umodoin, that they should be fighting with each other over a little bit of tevin. It wasn't a matara from the tayelis how much buildings was going to be built. It was hoven eschach maloi. Now in this eitzah, the Gemara says in Saita, shloisha hayu ba'oisei eitzah. Saita tafir alef. Bilom, Ioiv, and Yisroi. Those are the three yoyatsim. Bilom, she yoyats nerag, zok the Gemara. Bilom is the one that gave the eitzah, so he was nerag. Ioiv, she shosak nidin be Yisurim. Ioiv kept quiet, Yisurim. Yisroi was bireach, zochum ibn ebonav, she yeshu b'lishkas agozis. There's a shayla here with Bilam, there's a steer of Emes. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Bilam was killed when he was only 33 years old. The Gemara darshans the pasuk in Sanhedrin daf kuvav. Anshe domim umirmo layechtu yemeim. So bar tulsin v'tlas shnein or tulsin v'arba. Like layechtu yemeim. And yemeim is 70 and it was layechtu yemeim. It's got to be less than 35. So either 33 or 34. Maybe the suffix is if it's off by one, it's not considered. That's interesting. Lashon of the Gemara. He had to be less than, he had to be 33 or 34 because layechtu yemeim. B'cholayv and Dorshtay Bilam is hundreds of years old. Metkaret Megan and Mamal Rashi already Bavarns over there. The advice is it's a machloikas in the Midrashim. If Bilam was 33 or like this pshat that he was in that Eitzah, if it's the same Bilam, then he was, it was for many years before. Ioiv shesh shosak nidin bi yisurim. The shtik of Ioiv, he was nidin bi yisurim. The gather of the oynish is, he had those yisurim, and when a person has the yisurim, there's a gishrei, there's a shrei, there's a scream. That's the scream, that utzma of ke'ev, of pain that he was supposed to feel when he heard of this eitzah. That's the midah keneged midah. He was shoytzik, he heard of that eitzah, hoven eschak maloi, he should have screamed. How vite, how stark was the mechayef to scream? Ad kedei all the yisurei ioiv that ioiv had, that he should have screamed. Over afal pikein of Chaim Shmulevitz, the famous shmuz, but still, his oynish was Yisurim, and he darshens on the pasuk Yasur Yisrani Ko. Aber velamoves loynis sanani. There's still the oysher of Chaim. Even Chaya Yisurim is not novus. Yisrael's oynish was Yisurim. Vayimoru es Chayim. We know that the Emes the Golus was supposed to be for 400 years, and it was hukdam. There was no choice because Klai Yisur were in the Memtes Shari Tuma. If they would have fallen into the 50th Shari Tuma, it would be mi yishurenu, there would be nothing to say. And there was a haftocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say. Had they fallen to 50th Shari Tuma, it would be a different mitzvah already. So he had to be makdim. So how was he makdim it? It says, Be'emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chishev es hakeitz. So the Biskarov explained, there was really two gzeiris by the Brisman of Sarm already. There was supposed to be va'avodim v'inu oysom arba me'ashonah. How was it in the sky in va'avodim v'inu oysom? It was Vayimoru es Chayeim. The Koishi Hashibud, 210 years worth of the Shibud was like 400. But it also says it's the Bavodim Inuaytam Be'eretz Loy Lohem. How do you have it? Be'eretz Loy Lohem. Lamaisa, they were only Be'eretz Loy Lohem 200 years, 210 years. Teretz is the Be'eretz Loy Lohem starts already from Leidas Yitzchok. Zokti Briskarov, this is the godless that it was Chishev es Haketz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked it out. Punkt. That side, the Cheshbon of the Vayimoru es Chayeim that takes away 190 and gets you punkt to 210. And also the other cheshbon of Be'eretz Le'lehem, which starts cheshbon of 400 years from Yedus Yitzchak, Beidah Habin is Damnu L'pun Dekechad, it comes Gnoi, punkt the cheshbon is the same. That's the B'chishev Es HaKeitz. But how does Haka happen? Because Vayimoru Es Chayeim, Zok to Gro. Vayimoru Es Chayeim is Kadma V'Azlo. The Taimi Amikr is Kadma V'Azlo. Vayimoru Es Chayeim. Kadma V'Azlo, the words Kadma V'Azlo is Gematria 190. It was Kodim V'Ozal. Kodim V'Ozal means it went up early. Kodam V'Ozal. It went. They went out early. They were makdim to go out early. How much? Kadma V'Azal. Kadma V'Azal. 190 years. Why? Because of the Vayimoru Es Chayeim. The Vayimoru Es Chayeim took away Kadma V'Azal and left them only with 210. That was left, what they were left with. With Lachma Anya. Lachma Anya is 210. This is Abazunda Rishmuz. Abba, yeah. Yeah, b'hemshech the parsha vayelech ish mi beis Levi vayikach es bas Levi. Meretzek in Amram. Amram was the god lador. Rambam brings in Hilchas Malachim al shisha dvarim nitzava odom arishon. Hilchas Malachim perak tes al shisha dvarim nitzava odom arishon, and he brings the sheish mitzvahs. Avoy dezora berchus Hashem shmichas domim arayit gedol dinim. Noach was Moisif, the seventh one, Abram and Achai. That's Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Adam Rishon had six. Noach was Moisif, a seventh one, Abram and Achai. In the times of Adam Rishon, there was Bechlal no Heter of Achilles Basriya. Then the Avos, Avram was Moisif, Milo and Shachris, Yitzchak, Maisris and Mincha, Yaakov, Giranoshe and Mairiz. There's a Medrash that quotes the same thing that adds Yehuda was Moisif Yibum. The Rambam doesn't bring it, that's a Bazunda Rishmuz. The Rambam is mashmed that. And then he's Magshik the Rambam. Uve Mitzrayim Nitztavu Amram Mitzvahs Yaseirois. Amram was Moisif more Mitzvahs. Acha Bomesh Rabbeinu and Nishma Matayra al Yodi. The Kesef Mishnah, the Radbaz, the Mefarshim on the side, they ask, what's this Amram Hoisif Mitzvahs Yaseirois? What is the Mitzvahs Yaseirois of the Amram? The Yoisa that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that's not involved. Eser Mitzvahs Nitztavu Bimora. What's the Eser Mitzvahs in Mora? Sheva Mitzvahs from Noyach. Plus, Shabbos, Kibir Aveim, or Paraduma, the Zagirsa, the Dinim. And that's 10, 7 mitzvah, and that's the 3 of Mara. What do you mean? I thought Amram was also Moisif more. It comes out more than 10. This is already beforehand. Amram was already Moisif more. That's the Avada Kasha, the Achorinim asked. Oh, but what are the mitzvahs of Amram? I saw a Pshat in the Maratzchias, he says, Amram was Mechadish Kedushin and Gerushin and Machzir Ishtai. The whole story with Yechevet, that's the mitzvahs. That Amram, that's what does make the Rambam the mitzvahs of Amram. That Amram was machzir yechavet. The Targum Yonasan brings then in this kufa that Amram divorced yechavet. Yechavet got remarried. Interesting. Amram divorced her, but yechavet got remarried because Amram already had children. But yechavet went and she held either it's a machloikis and she held not like him. She was his aunt. She's from a free of the Kedar. He was the god of Ador. But it could be that even Amram, his shita was to people that don't have children yet. He already had a son and a daughter. Right? It's not even telling him Beishami and Beisil. He had Aaron and Miriam already. But she went and married someone else in between them. Targum Yonasan brings that she married Elitzofon ben Parnoch and it was Noilad, Eldor and Meidod. Elder and Meidra, Bnei Yechevet, from this Kufa in between, before Amram took her back. Oy bazoy, it's Machzeh Grushosoy. Mishenissus. Azoy, you can take back Grushosoy, but it's Machzeh Grushosoy, Mishenissus. Vaisnes, it's before Matan Torah. Vaisnes, Amram was Mechadish, Kedushin, and Gerushin, but he wasn't Mechadish, Machzeh Grushosoy, Mishenissus. Dos nisht. I have always kimu kola Torah kula. Not in Chutz Loretz. When we talk other Torahs. That comes out like the Targum Yonasan that Yecheved, and it's interesting also that Eldad and Meidad are Moshe Rabbeinu's half brothers min ha'ein. Not like the Moshe of Skenim that brings Fakeret that Eldad and Meidad are Moshe Rabbeinu's half brothers from Amram from a different wife. That's a different sheet. But like the Targum Yonasan, Eldad and Meidad are Moshe's half brother from Yecheved who married Elitzofon ben Parnoch in the interim before he took her back. Stay weiter v'teira oisoi ki toivu. There's a lot of pshatim ki toivu. Rashi brings nesmal habayis oira. There's a pshat from the goin that he was noilad mol, but he says it's from nirmas because vateira oisai a mila is an ois. The ois of a mila is an ois. Vateira oisai, she saw his ois ki toivu, that his ois was already good, that it was already done, that he was mol. Rabbi Shmuel Diskin says, why is it good that he was mol? Because if he wasn't mol, they would have to make a bris. There would be a big suda, and then it would be an esparsim, and the mitzriim would find him right away. So this that he's noilad mol is toiv, is a dover toiv. That it's not going to become nisparsim yet. And they were able to hide him for a few months. And Taka, they were able to hide him for 3 months. And then came a massive of Allah Yachla Oid Hatzfina. They weren't able to hide him anymore. The reason was because it says when he was born, Ismali Abayas Oira, or it's Savada, some kind of Ruchnias Dikaor, that they were able to hide him. Chasant, you know, the Meshech Chachma I saw in his Pirush on Megillas Esther, he has a whole Cheshm with Zayin Adar. That Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, was born on the night of Zayin Adar. But his Petira was on the day, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh of Zayin Adar. And that was Haman's mistake. He didn't realize that by the Yidden, the night goes with the day. That's why Haman didn't realize that it was the same day. And Toichat Vorim, he says, in Avadu, we know Moshe Rabbeinu was born at night, because it was Nesmale Habayis Oiras. So obviously it was at night. Santa Dik. The Maisa, this Oiras, L'chayr is some kind of Ruchnis Tekaor. I saw a pshat, that's why they were able to hide it for 3 months. Because 3 months after Zayin Adar is Zayin Sivon. Yoy Matan Torah, and it's mavur that the same way there's Skulas Hazman every year when the Yom Tov comes, Shavuos, or any yontif, when it comes, it's the school of that man. Rav Sadik talks about this. Segulas Hazman is not only an Ovar, Segulas Hazman is only also an Osid. So Zayin Sivan is the Yoyim Sha'osid, Moshe Rabbeinu, Lekabal Esaluchos. Then the Oyer was more. Moshe Rabbeinu's Oyer was Misra, but then it was Layoch La'oyv Hatzfinah. She couldn't hide it anymore. The Oyer was there, but when it came Zayin Sivan, the Yoyim of Shavuos, but Layoch La'oyv Hatzfinah, then it's impossible to hide Moshe Rabbeinu's Oyer on Shavuos Alein. Then it was impossible. That's why she was only able to hide him for 3 months. So it says, Vihine Nar Boiche. Boiche, I saw a pshat, boi, chof hei. Chof hei is, you do it as many makaris, that chof hei is the shechina. Vani vahanar neil ha'ad koi. Chanu ko. Koi hi is arecha. There's many places, chof hei is an inyan of hashroa as hashechina. So vihine nar boi che, she saw that there was shechina. She saw that boi was the chof hei, was taka the shechina. This is negay, the previous week. It says that when Yaakov Avinu met Yosef, so Yaakov was saying Kriyashma and Yosef wasn't. I saw brought down that the Chasam Sofer says, why was Yaakov saying Kriyashma not Yosef? And there's many pshatim, but he says they were both saying Kriyashma. But Yaakov was Moisef Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eloilam Void. That we know Yaakov was the one that was Moisef, that's when he was Moisef. So Yosef also had said Kriyashma, but Yaakov was Maruch longer because he was also saying Baruch Shem. Shteit in Zohar that Shema Yisrael has 25 Oisius. The pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem has 24. Well, I said Lovey, it's going to be U Baruch Shem Kavod, and it's talking going to be the Hashlama of the 50. The names of the Shvatim is also 50. There was 25 Shisha Mishmoisim, 11 Achas, Shisha Mishmoisim, 11 Hasheni. It's 25 and 25. Yaakov Avinu thought he's never going to see Yosef. He thought it's going to be over. But when he met Yosef and he sees that you have the Hashlama of the full 50, he was saying Shema Yisrael with Baruch Shem. He had 25 and another 25. Thus is the Indian from Chof Hei, V'hinei Nar Boiche. So they say that she, the Bisya Bas Pari finds Moshe, they said she'll bring an Isha Meinekes Mino Ivriyos. There's a halacha in Yeridea, Simen Pei Aleph, the Ramah says, you're not supposed to give to a tinoi chala from a guy, from a mitzris, only from a yid. Zok to bir agro, what's the makar? Because it says about Moshe Rabbeinu that he didn't want to eat from the mitzris, but the lashon was, the Gemara says, Persha osid ledaber im ashchino yinok dover tome. And the going quotes this Gemara. So frektach the avi is kasha, they say this verse from Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, that's how. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu not, because Pesha also the Dabar and Mashchina. Meduik, that Stamafa mention is Meila and Nishkefela. But Moshe Rabbeinu, Pesha also the Dabar and Mashchina shouldn't be Yinak Dabar Tame. Have a Shulchan Aruch bring, and the Grub brings that that's the Makar for this halacha. So Rabbi Yankov, at Oiskadrik Fandem, and state thought that's the Tsugang in Chinuch. Of Yedder kin, Yedder father, Yedder parent by his kid. Dos vet zain taka the next God Lador. Dos vet zain the Pesha also the Dabar and Mashchina. That's how you have to, that's the Tsugang in Chinuch. The Emes is the Meretzchias learns punk fakert. He taka learns that this, that a baby shouldn't drink chalav from a mitzvah, anyone shouldn't. Nor Moshe Rabbeinu was before Matan Torah. By before Matan Torah, you had to have a bezunder hezver of Pesha Asal Adabra Mashchina. Over in Goyin, Shteinish Tazay, the Goyin on this halacha brings the Makar, the Gemara, Pesha Asal Adabra Mashchina. The Ramah's mamshim there, it's a pella, the Ramah says, and even if you have a Menekes Yisrael, she shouldn't eat Macholas Asuris. Before she gives milk. So that's Mama Shapella, all the noise of Kalim Shrai. A Yisraelis shouldn't eat Dvarim Asurim. As some of them, she can't eat Dvarim Asurim. So they say it means, even if she's a Choyla and she has to, she shouldn't be Menik afterwards. But the Torah Tamimah wants to change the Gerson. It's a Chiddush Ladin, a big Chumrah. He says it's supposed to say, V'chein Leisoichel Menekes Afibu Nochris Bidvarim Asurim. Meaning, even if for whatever reason, the Dievid, you're talking using a Menekes, a Goy, you should be Machmer that the Goyta should only eat kosher food. But it's not Pashup Shan and the Gerson in the Shulchan Aruch. Stay weiter bei Yigdal Moshe, bei Yetze El Echov, bei Yar Besevloisa. Moshe Rabbeinu, bei Yigdal. He was an Adam Godol. What's an Adam Godol? That he went out and he saw, bei Yetze El Echov, bei Yar Besevloisa. This is an Adam Godol. To be nice to be Olam Chaveri. To send the Andere. That's Godless. Bei Yigdal Moshe is that bei Yetze El Echov, bei Yar Besevloisa. You have the homayman of the snare. The Eibush is trying to convince Moshe Rabbeinu to go be mevaser about the geula.
In the Shaka Vatari Yishteta, Vayomer Hashem Elav, Mi Sam Pela Adam, Mi Yosam Ilem, Oy Cheresh, Oy Pikeach, Oy Iver. What's Pikeach? Pikeach is L'chayra, not a Shaita, a normal, a healthy. What's it doing, the Pikeach, with all the other Mumim? An Ilem, a Cheresh, Pikeach, Oy Iver. A Pikeach, that's a vortal, not 100%. A Pikeach is a Oyber Chochom. That's Oych Nishgat. Zufel. Zainet can Oyber Chochom. A Ilem, a Cheresh, a Pikeach, and an Iver. Kaponim, the Eibush is telling Moshe Rabbeinu that not to worry. Ki meisu kolo anoshim amevakshem es nafshecho. Not to worry, because Dosan Vaviram, who we know is the one to kill you, they already died. Interesting. Paro is still around. That he doesn't have to be worried about. As long as Dosan Vaviram is out of the schedule, then it's not a problem. Zok Rav Yonis and Eibush, and this was true, b'meshach all the doiris, the biggest Oichra Yisrael, the Marasayich Machivayich Mehem Yaitzu, from Klal Yisrael alone. If Dosan Vaviram is out of the way, Mitapari Vet Mitzach Eitzu Gevin. It was Dosan Vaviram that was Mamash Apacha, that he was scared to go on the Shlichus. If it's Meitzu Kol Anoshim Amvashim Mitzav Shechav, the Dosan Vaviram alone is Avek, is less what to worry about. Now Lamaisa, Chazal say, the Gemara Nidorim, Daf Zayin, also in Avodah Zarah, what does it mean that Meitzu, they weren't dead? It was that they became Aniyim. And on that the Gemara says, Arba Chashuvim Kemeis, and one of them is an Oni, and therefore that's why you don't have to be worried about it, because they became an Oni. Now you could say, I pushed the remit. How do you know? Maybe they taka died. So the Ran says it's murcha that they didn't die, because every time it says in the Torah, Nitzim, Nitzavim, it means Dosan Vavirim. And we have later by the Ma'is of Korach, Nitzim and Nitzavim must be Dosan Vavirim. Must be they didn't really die. There's another diak, a pushed the diak mitzad esam, as I talk to Ran. Over there's a pushed the diak mitzad loshen apsukim. Meisu kolo anoshim, it should say, Asher bikshu es nafshecha. Hamavakshim is that they're hoyved, they're still being mavakish. If they're dead, they're not being mavakish as nafshecha. No, they're still around, and they're mavakshim as nafshecha. No, they're mesim. Vi is azoy? Aniyim. But if they were literally dead, then it's not hamavakshim. Interesting to deek. The Rishonim don't make the deek. Lamaisa, the Ran asks, and Tosis also in Avodah Zarah, they all ask, the Gemara says, Arbo chashuvim kemeis. Oni, mitzoyra, sumo, and misha ein leibonim. So how do you know that over here it's that they became aniyim? Maybe they became mitzoyra, maybe they became sumo. So the Ran says it can't be they became Suma and Mitzoyra, because later on it says Ha'eni Ha'anoshim Ha'heim Tanaker, and Mitzoyra it says they were Bekerev called Yisrael, Vice they weren't. The Emes is Toysen Avodah Zarah says the Pashta Teres. He says it has to be they were Aniyim, because if they had money, then it doesn't make a difference if it's Mitzoyra, Suma, Ein Lebanim. I Mahat Gelt, you still have to be worried about Dosan Vavirim. They'll give Shoicha to the Malucha, they'll Sechait again. Machlokes for showing. Taisa says you don't have to give trutzim on each one locally. It must be that the only thing they became is aniyim. And the emes, I want to be moist, if you could make the kasha starker. We're asking, how do you know they became an oni? And aniyach, they were for sure a lie. But you have a few other options. It's more than that. The makor that these four things is choshev kemeis, each one has a makor. Sumo is from b'machshachakem hashivani kemeis yoylem apostik and eicha. Mitzoyer is because it says by Miriam, al notihi kemeis. And Ein Lebanim is by Rachel says, in Ein Lebanim meis anayichim. How do you know an oni is choshev kemeis? From Dosan Vavirim. This is the Makar. If you have a different hezra by Dosan Vavirim, then there's no Makar b'chlal to Ani Chashiv Kameis. This is the Gemara's Makar, the Ani Chashiv Kameis. Zot Taisis, because there is no other hezra. Vol say you have gelt, they would still be dangerous to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the Ran Taichat Vorim, when he's cheshbening, how do you know they weren't the Metzoyra? So the Ran says it can't be, because it says Bekerav Kol Yisrael. Frek the Ran, maybe they were a Metzoyra here. Nor by Matan Torah they got Nisrapi. Zot the Ran, it can't be that they got Nisrapi by Matan Torah, because by the Chet Eikel it came back. So if they were Mitzoyra now, if Kimeis Kol Anoshim by the Sneh means that they were Mitzoyroim, then it can't be that in the story of Korach later it says the Kerev Kol Yisroel. And don't tell me they got a refuah by Matan Torah, because it came back by Chet Egel. A Pliatsuma, this Torah, but the Zayda Kasha just a Pliatsuma. The Mishnah says in the Goyim Perek Zayin, Elu Negoyim that are not Tomei, and one of them is a Negev that a person had before Matan Torah. First main the Mishnah. Anyone that had a negative before Matan Torah, by Matan Torah itself, got Nisrap. Elamai, it came back by Cheta Ego. When it came back a new nega, or it came back again an old nega? If it came back a new nega, so it's a new nega, and it's Tameh. So then it's not Shaykh the Mishnah that says, nega of Koyda Matan Torah is Tameh. It's Tar. You don't need a special, the nega Koyda Matan Torah is Tar. It went away. Elamai, vice though, is that it's not Panam Chadosh's Bobakan, when the Mitzoyra came back from the after Matan Torah, it came back again at Saras. No, then what's the Ran's teretz for Gabi the Cheshvin of Dosan Vavira? Dos Avada, Asach Redna, Tosis Yontav Redna, Chasif Redna, Dos Vakashim Asmuret, Avder Cheshvin. Lamaisa, the Eibers that tells Moshe Rabbeinu not to worry, ki meisu kol anoshem amavakshem es nafshecha. Let's say not. The Meshech Chochma talks about this. Bemet, it's also in Shtikal or Sameach in Hilchas Ritzeach. The same topic. It's very more right there of them. If it wouldn't be meisu kol anoshem amavakshem es nafshecha, are you mechuyif to put yourself in a sakana to help Klal Yisrael? Over here states that if it wouldn't be ki meisu kol anoshem, then Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have to go on the shlichus. He has a beferish tzivi from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Why is it necessary ki meisu kol anoshem? And if it would be b'mesiris nefesh v'aziz? So there's a lot of Torah, but I want to say one pashut gang. Maybe really a person's mechuyif ad kedei mesiris nefesh for the hatzolah. But it's pushed on a technical life, and it's not negeya. If Dosan Aviram would be alive, then he wouldn't be Matzah Klai Yisrael, because they would stop him and kill him. Not mitzad his chi of mysterious nefesh or not. Nor technish, it's not going to be L'Tayelis. It's not going to be L'Tayelis because they're going to kill him. Akoponim, that was the giloy that kimei to kolo anoshim. You have the hemshech, when Moshe Rabbeinu is going weiter, he goes back and he's taking his mishpacha, and then, vayihi baderech bamoloin, vayitkisheyu Hashem vayivakesh amisai. This is sugi nedorim. What exactly is happening over here? There's a machlokes tanoim, a few nakudis. It's a ganza sugi, a poor nakudis from their sugi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says gedoy l'mila, because even though Moshe Rabbeinu had so many sugiyas, when he was nisrashim in amila, he was chayiv misa. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha learns kipshuta, he was chayiv misa. Omer Rabbi Yosi says he was chayiv misa. It can't be. He had a cheshbin. He wanted to go bederech, but then he was on bederech 3 days. It's a sakana. He couldn't do the mila. Rabbi Shimon Gamila has a third shita. He says loy Moshe Rabbeinu bikesh sotan laharig. This Malach or Satan or whatever it was that came to kill wasn't coming to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. It was coming to kill the Tinoik. Whole different shita. That it was coming to kill the Tinoik, not Moshe Rabbeinu. So let's work out a little bit what's going on in the shita. The first shita is Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha learns that it was coming to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. Frektim Arsha. Moshe Rabbeinu is Chayiv Misa? Naniach, a bitl essay. A Chayiv Mila. It's before Mantara, but Mila is one of the mitzvahs that they have already demonstrated from Avram Avinu. Aber is Chayiv Misa? It's a bitl essay. Zoktim Arsha, one teretz, im sviv of Nisar HaMa'oid, the Eberst is medaktik b'kroiv of Kichot HaSaira, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Chayiv Misa. Inami, achidish from the Arsha, Moshe Rabbeinu is a ben noyach. And a ben noyach is Chayiv Misa on his mitzvahs. And even though this is not one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach, it's a double stickle. Who had been a ben noyach, whose mitzvah on Mila, the Messiah from his Zayd Avram, has the din of ben noyach Chayiv Misa, al mitzvah. Chiddush Adam Arsha. I bazaar, he was chayiv misa, midin, ben noyach. But there's still a shtel over here. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to save Klal Yisrael. Why is that taken into consideration? Shtei tamoyer dike their hair. It's not a cheshbon. If al pidin, kum tem oynish maves, on bitl mitzvah's essay of Mila, it's not a cheshbon that gans Klal Yisrael vart yest. I bazaar, kum tem the oynish. They still sue, the Briskerov says, Mashiach doesn't come on Shabbos because of Isra Tchumit. Hat einer gefragt, es ist nur der Rabbonon, und der Briskerov hat geschrocken. Was heißt? Und ist der Rabbonon? Ganz klar ist so, wart war der Gula, wie viel Zorres, wie viel Machoidim, und wart. Jede Minut. Mehr in Golis. Ob ist er da, ist er Tchumit? Sie geht nicht das. The same thing, the Cheshbon over here. If Alpi Cheshbon, like Rabbi Shua ben Korach is Malach, he was Chayiv Misa, for Bittel Mila, mach nicht kein Cheshbon. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is a different mahalach. He's learning that the Tinoik was in Sakona. The Satan came to kill the Tinoik. Why? Why Taka? Either as an oynish to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a za oynish that he should lose his son. Or I heard once a pshat, it's not an oynish. The Geula couldn't happen with Arelim. They're going now to be Mavasa on the Geula. It's a stira when it's with Arlis. So the Tinoik had to be nostalgic. Not Moshe Rabbeinu like this pshat. Again, the erst pshat was Moshe Rabbeinu. When on that time, Arsha says to Esberin, either Sviv of Nisra Ma'oid or Oynish Mavis of Ben Noach. On the side that it's the Tinoik, the Geul is not Shaykh with Arelim. What? Oh. The Shaykh is like this. If Moshe Rabbeinu is there with the Mishpacha, if he was the one attacked, you understand why Tzipor is the one doing the Mila. But Tichra is Tzipor Tzor. But if Moshe Rabbeinu was not the one attacked, it was the Tinoik, so why Taka didn't Moshe Rabbeinu do the Mila? So is that in some way showing him that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't here b'chol? It's not the first theory from the Pesukim Makapon. There's a mahalat that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't even there by the Maimon. It was Taka only Tzipora. We're going to see it's machloek. But there's a mahalat that even if it was the Tinoik, it was Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there, and that's why Tzipora was the one that was mal. Now, the third mahalach is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi learns that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't nenesh as that, nor he made a cheshbin of sakon of the derech. Correct the Marshal also, why is that a cheshbin of sakona from the derech? He's a benoyach. There's no v'chai behem on a benoyach. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu making cheshbinus? Why tak isn't he mechuyif to mal and then go yaitz l'derech? Sakon is a sakon of Moshe. He has a chiv directly to go on the derech, zol again of the derech. He has to also make a meal, zol amach. There's no v'chai behem. The Marshal says, it's really telling in the Sugin Sanhedrin, that the emes is v'chai behem misvor, even without the pasuk. The only reason by Klal Yisrael you need v'chai behem is because after the shloisha mitzvahs that you mechuyif mesiris nefesh, avodah zarah, gilui ra'ayis, and shvichas damim, you need v'chai behem to be megala that you don't say mesiris nefesh by all mitzvahs. Aber avada, there's a svaradik of v'chai behem by benoyach also. Aber kinoi, that's a big machlokes v'shoyin on this nekuda. They bring a ra'ayis, haka from here, that Moshe Rabbeinu, from Rabbi Yossi, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to make azah, cheshbin, of not doing the milah, because of sakana. I saw someone wanted to say, he goofed it out from a few psukim we spoke before, that the Eibush told him, ki meisu kolo anoshim amavakshem et nafshecha. So he saw that when it's a sakana, you don't make a cheshbin. But from them he learned that by sakana, eitzel derech, he doesn't make a sakana. Yes, l'chalik, if it's a sakana for him, sakana for the son. So, Tzipoira took a tzoyer, v'tichrois, Tzipoira tzoyer, v'tikach, Tzipoira tzoyer, v'tichrois, it's orlas b'no, Vatagal raglov. The Yerushalmi brings a machloikis. What does it mean, Vatagal raglov? Either it's Vatagal raglov shel Moshe, that she was mal, that she threw it to Moshe, and she was telling him, the lashon of the Yerushalmi is, Heilach gezi choyvach, she threw the sword to Moshe, she told Moshe Rabbeinu to do the milah. Or it's going Vatagal raglov of the malach, and the third shot is that it's going on the tinek, like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, it's going on the tinek, Vatagal raglov of the tinek. Either it means l'raglav, the makam mila of the tinoch, or the carbon aid learns that she did it quickly, so Ataka cut into his foot also. Or Bermatagal raglav is going with the tinoch. But that's totally vital in the different shittas of what was going on over here. It's interesting, it says that Tzipira took a tsoir, a rock. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Mila, in Yeraday, it says, Bach koil malon, you could do mila with anything. Afilu b'tsoir, b'schuchas, a piece of glass, a shard of glass, or a tsoir, u'b'chol davar akoiris, anything that cuts. Like it says over here, that Tzipira took a tsoir. But the Mechaber is Mamshech, U'mitzvah min ha-muvchor lomul be-barzel. Bein besaken, bein mesprayin, mitzvah min ha-muvchor is to do be-barzel, v'nogu lomul besaken. So the Goyin says, what's the raya that the minig is be-barzel? So he says, first of all, the Gemara says in Shabbos that Rebbe Lezer Demila, the famous sheet of Rebbe Lezer Demila, you're allowed to chop wood, curse him, eat him, lasus p'chomim, lasus barzel. Well, you have a rock, just do it. There it is for the lechatchila, mitzvah min ha-muvchor of barzel, also, curse him, eat him, lasus p'chomim, you can be mechal Shabbos in order to get the barzel. Now the Levush brings, and it's the Makaris from a Medrash, the Sma brings it also, the Prishastis brings from this Medrash, that why Barzel is Zoicha? Because by Goliath, when Dovid HaMelech threw the rock, and the emes is the rock should not have penetrated the Barzel. But the Barzel was Nichna to allow the Evan that Dovid threw, and the Barzel was Nichna, Machni itself to the Evan, Misham Zocha, that you make Milo with the Barzel. Now, a little bit to tie up the Indian. First of all, the shtikal aura, because Goliath's helmet was made out of nechoshes, the pasuk says. Not out of barzel. I don't know. Over the Medrash is saying that the Evan was nichna to the metal. And I saw brought down, we know there are five times that it's brought down Mila. And Mila, we're seeing in the Torah, is with a stone. Avram Avinu, Yitzchok, by Miriam, over here with, by Tzipira. Okay, this? And Yeshua, by Yeshua it's twice. The Medrash says he did it with both hands. That's the Chamisha Avonim. It says Dovid HaMelech took Chamisha Avonim. That's the Chamisha Avonim that Dovid HaMelech threw to Goliath, who was called in the Psukim, the Orel. He's the Plishti HaOrel. He is the Orel. Dovid HaMelech throws the five stones at the Orel. And the Barzel of the Orel was Machni itself to Evan. And that's where it's a Tchibitin, that Mitzvah Menamufchor, to be Mal, the Barzel. Yeah, good.